Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about small construction companies depending on the mighty ones. Again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for used construction equipment, give me a call at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into podcast. It has been usually seen in many industries that the big fish eat away the business of a small fish, and they try to enlarge their business. As far as the mighty companies are comfortable with the existence of small companies around them, they will not hurt them, but the momentum that they see smaller companies trying to take some giant steps, this is when they get into action and try everything possible to ruin the future prospects. Well, this is definitely not an ethical, but the ironic thing is that it happens every possible industry. You know, you got to know your competition. You got to know the big fish. You got to know the small fish. And usually the big fish like to take down the small fish. However, the big companies should remember that if they try to hurt the prospects of the smaller companies in an unethical manner, this can have repercussions on their business as well. The construction industry saw a lot of such happenings of a couple decades ago. However, it has seemed that now things are pretty stable when it comes to snatching away business from others. The small companies do not try to get in the way of the mighty ones, and the big companies also seek cooperation of the smaller guys in the big construction projects. You know, because a lot of times you got to have these small guys in these bid packages, you know, because you got to be woman-owned or something like that, or minority-owned, because a lot of these big projects require that. Again, here we go on to the next paragraph. The big companies have now understand that it is not the monetary feasible for them to acquire heavy equipment as they requirement of the project. Every other project may require a different kind of heavy equipment. This means that you can't go out on a shopping spree whenever you get a big project on. What they do is that they include the cooperation of a small construction company who, with the help of their limited arsenal of heavy equipment, get into the work, and as the project advances, it requires machines that are not usually possessed by small companies. The big companies then take the charge. It is then that the big construction companies who have taken the project steps in towards the completion of the work. This, in many ways, have observed as very healthy practice by many industries experts who believe the conclusion of small players not only give the exposure to how to manage a big project, but also prepare them to take on bigger challenges in life. This has led to many small construction companies take up individual projects and also assist big companies in completing their projects. You know, they're coming up with these joint ventures of big projects now. A price of work is quoted in the beginning, and then the other companies place their bid. The most affordable bid is taken into consideration for picking the most deserving company. Here, the big companies should make sure that they pay the contractors for their service in full, or else the contractors have complete authority to place a lien on the project. This means that the construction companies have taken the work and will no longer be able to deliver the work lien-free, and the end user will not be able to buy them, keeping it as a mortgage. The construction companies will not want to get into legal issues or tussles and should settle any monetary claim calmly. You know, you got to make sure you get the right people, the right companies working together. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.